Good morning. It's 6:50 a.m. June the 10th, 2016. Got a little bit early this morning. I hope to be out a little bit early until further notice. until I don't walk or something. Anyway, I'm trying to get in the groove. I spent a good portion of yesterday actually with the word processor open and grinding through to try to find where I had left the story. And at the end of it, I spent 3 or 4 hours actually to reorganize, restructure a little bit, and to put a little stronger plot line in play, as much as I can readjust a plot line on a book I haven't finished yet. I really do believe that I waste a lot of time revisiting. So one of the issues that I need to address with my ADHD is not revisiting. And the way I do that is by not leaving. So I worked until, I worked until about 8:30, 9 o'clock last night. And I slept, had a good night's sleep. Cats woke me up at 4:30. I got up, did a little playing around. I played a little bit in Minecraft. I got into EVE Online, and I got all of my planetary interaction work brought up to date, and did a little bit of recurring opportunity to capture the loose skill points. And then I logged off, and I'm here. I started, put my shoes on, and came out for my walk. It's going to be a hot day today. Yesterday was 91 at 6 p.m. It was actually hotter in the course of the day. I think it was like 94, 96, somewhere in there in the afternoon. But I want to get out. I want to get moving. I've got to do a little bit of yard work. The electrical company doesn't like bushes obscuring their meter, and they don't like getting into them and pushing them out of the way. So I'm going to go and see if I can't do a little judicious pruning today, this morning when I get back. So I will will probably forget to post, simply because I will have been distracted by doing yard work. These things happen. So yeah, it's Friday. I keep thinking it's Saturday, but it's Friday. It's a lovely morning. It was a little chilly coming out in just a polo shirt, jeans. It was a little chilly, but I warmed up fast. There's a pretty solid band of clouds off to the east, but off to the west there's a lot of high puffy clouds, a lot of blue sky. Lovely, Boney. Lovely. I don't have a lot to talk about this morning. I don't want to talk about the story until, because I want to sit down and write the story. I don't want to talk about it. I did get the ship away from Natalia, rightly or wrongly. I don't know if it's the right thing to do or not, but I can't get the ship away from her permanently. I have to get it back to her by the end of the book. Because all of the covers for these tales feature the peregrine on the cover. So I have to get it back to her so that she can have it for the next book, and then the next book, and then after that, all bets are off. All bets are off. I spent a fair amount of time yesterday editing in Ashes Born. I got, I think I'm close to two-thirds. I haven't checked lately. It's pretty clean. I have to get the changes that Doreen sent me. I have to get those incorporated into both the ebook and paperback. I need to get all of these changes loaded up before I update the files. So yes, I need to get home, I need to get some breakfast. I need to get the word processor warmed up. I need to get at least 5,000 words down today. I'm at 32,000, I'll take me to 37,000. Thousand words would get me to 40, which would be really nice, particularly if there's a story in there. It's part of me feels like I'm throwing words on the page and trying to discover what the story might be. There's a certain degree to which that is true. There's also a certain degree to which that is always true. That's exactly my process. Throw words at it until the story emerges. And the point of this story, from a storytelling aspect, the point of the story is just to introduce people to a toehold space, so that the picture of toehold space from the inside is a little more nuanced than the picture of toehold space from the outside. Going back through Ashes, I'm reading this going, well, that's not true. That's not true. It is true, but it's not the whole truth. And I think this whole collection is going to be an exploration of what constitutes the truth and what constitutes our perceptions of the truth. What shapes how we think about things, about what we believe to be true. And in Milk Run, Zoya is the novice, where Natalia has actually been in toehold space before. She's been introduced to it, Monk Post. Her father has taken her for short jaunts down to toehold space in the Peregrine. So she's known, the ship's known, It's not, to her, it's not some sort of weird outlaw territory. It's just toehold space. And for Ishmael, and to a certain extent Pip, it's not that. It's a very different space. It's gang. It's gangland. It's where there are no laws. It's where justice is enforced by basically tossing people out of airlocks. Which is true in a certain sense. Iron Mountain has a reputation for being a bit blasé about tossing people out the airlock. But the net result of it, and we've got to go visit Iron Mountain, but the net result of it is that people are relatively polite. They don't want to run afoul of the local constabulary. The deterrence factor of being tossed out the airlock for littering is pretty strong. Or at least the fear of being tossed out the airlock for littering. We're having a discussion in Milk Run about the difference between right, wrong, and the law, and how the law is a social construct. For that matter, so is good and evil. So is good and bad. And it's a social construct. It's controlled and governed by social mores. The degree to which we allow reasonable people to have an alternate perspective, I think, is an interesting exploration. And some of the ouch. Can't figure out where you're going, dude. Some of it's going to be interesting. I all of these things are playing around in the back of my head, and I think they're going to yield some interesting consequences, some interesting action on the page. I don't know. We'll see. I got to get some action on the page. I need a little more action. I'm having a little bit of trouble with keeping Natalia from being an Ishmael. She needs to be different from Ishmael, and she is different from Ishmael. I just need to show it on the page a little bit more. Good morning again.
Hi.
Met that guy in the first half, in the first mile. Going in the opposite direction. We're still going in the opposite direction. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of richness here. There's a lot of stuff I want to explore. There's an opportunity in Milk Run to see some of the backstory of the Chernyakhova before it got to the place where Ishmael finds it in Captain Scherr. Now, I don't know if that's too much. I don't know if it's too incestuous in terms of what are the odds 10 Stan years earlier we see the Chernyakhova. Well, let's see how it plays out. And there's another issue that we can play with. That's it. The absolute certainty that the ship's identity is in fact the ship's identity, that the ship's beacon is immutable. Which is sort of inherent in everybody's understanding of what's going on, except that the Chernyakhova is not exactly a standard barbell. That's not exactly a standard ship. It's standard with the CPJCT. That doesn't mean that every barbell, as we've seen, has exactly the same equipment aboard. So the ship that we know as the Chernyakhova could actually have a different name. Okay, I see why the electric company has a problem with Ed Bush. Alright, I can deal with this. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.